We talk about audio description on RNIB Connect Radio a lot. There's a big push to make shows, musicals, all sorts of things accessible to blind and partially sighted people. This even includes exhibitions. And one man who really loves audio description and takes advantage of it all the time is Vidar Hjerding. Hello.
How are you, Simon?
I'm well, thank you. And it's interesting, isn't it? Because we don't always associate audio description with exhibitions and other things like that.
You're right. And often, Simon, you and I talk about one aspect or other of the performing arts. So theatre or music venues, you know, with plays and musicals, operas, ballets, when we're talking about audio description. But one thing we haven't done very much of in the time we've been doing this is talk about, as you say, exhibitions and what's perhaps being staged at galleries and museums, actually, of which there is a lot, or an increasing amount, certainly. And I just thought I would share with you and listeners today a little bit of my experience at a recent audio-described exhibition in Chester Cathedral, actually, which was of sculptures, a whole range of sculptures. It was called Ark. And the title of that might immediately lend itself to you thinking of animals, and that's exactly what it was. But an interesting exhibition. And what was good was a friend of mine actually had gone some time before me and had really liked it and was keen that I should go and have a look. And she talked to the staff there, and they had said if I were to go, they would provide somebody who would actually walk me around and actually describe, audio describe, some of the exhibits. They weren't necessarily professional audio describers, but they were artists and they had a knowledge, obviously, of the exhibition and indeed a number of the exhibits there. And that's what happened.
That's the thing about exhibitions. I love history, as you know, Vidar, yeah. But I tend to sort of shy away because if I go on my own and I don't make other arrangements, I just find I'm looking at things thinking, that looks old. But I don't have no history of it, and it's fantastic to have somebody who's got the time just to sort of open it up a little bit for you.
Absolutely. And you can, in a way, not just learn, well, not just have the thing described to you, that's first and foremost what they do, but you learn a little bit more about it, particularly if they have a passion for the subject themselves. And, you know, you can share anecdotes, you can learn a bit about the type of art period in which that particular exhibit was featured or whatever it might be. So, yeah, I think it just adds to the enjoyment, quite honestly, Simon. You're absolutely right.
So in this particular case, then, it wasn't an official audio described tour. Your friend just let them know that you could be doing with something like that.
Absolutely. And when she mentioned that she thought I might be interested in it, the staff at the cathedral said, yeah, well, if he lets me, us know when he's coming. We'll try and arrange for somebody to be there. And in fact, I didn't have to ring till I got there. And within about half an hour, I think we had a quick sandwich and a coffee because we got there at lunchtime. They'd arranged for one of their colleagues to do the honours and talk me through some of the exhibits. And he was, as I say, he is an artist. And I think he does some voluntary work at the cathedral generally as well. So you had somebody who knew about the venue and knew about some of the works on display. So good combination. And it was interesting just to learn more about them. I know very little, if anything, well, maybe if anything's a bit strong, but certainly very little about sculptures of that particular kind. And there were a whole range of them, and some you were allowed to touch. Understandably, others you couldn't because of, protected materials and all that sort of thing. But it was an interesting experience. I certainly learned far more about the exhibits and the artists who produced them from the guy who very kindly talked me through what I went around looking at. And also, you know, I think by having literally a feel for some of the objects, which was helpful, then you could get a sense of scale and perspective and texture and all of those things that otherwise might remain rather a mystery.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that actually, Vidar. When you get to touch a sculpture, does that make a big difference in your interpretation of it?
I think it probably does. And, you know, not least because you get just a sense of the size of it, if it's tall, if it's small, if it's, you know, what it's made of. You know what certain things are, wood or stone, for example. But other materials that are used for that type of thing, they wouldn't necessarily be that obvious. And, you know, by feeling or getting a chance to touch them, then you can appreciate what the texture is of a perhaps a material that you're not familiar with. So, yeah, I think, again, just adds to your appreciation of the overall effect.
And once again, what Vida and I would like you to do is, if you see something coming up that you fancy, an exhibition even, as Vida's been talking about, why not give them a phone to find out if there is an accessible tour? And if not, would somebody be available just to take you around for a bit? That would be something you could do, couldn't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, a lot of art galleries, a lot of museums are doing more and more with permanent exhibitions or particularly specific exhibitions that they've got for a period of time. And they want as many blind and partially sighted people to enjoy them, to come and have a look at them, to come and learn about them. And they are offering more and more in terms of audio description. And I guess possibly would offer even more than they already do if they know or if they were aware that there was a real audience out there who'd come and take up the service. So, yeah, as you say, Simon, always good when, you know, we hear from people who might have decided to go and do just that and get involved and try and take advantage of the increasing service of audio description provision.
Do you know, I noticed, Vida, that you always seem to pick your appointments round about mealtime.
Ah, well, yeah, travelling up to Chester in the morning would have been rude not to support the local refectory there with a coffee and a sandwich purchase and then have my gentle afternoon tour as we went round. Lovely building, actually, Chester Cathedral. I had actually been there before, but again, you know, it was set in a very historic, and knowing that you like history, Simon, you'd have enjoyed that too. And that added to the whole experience, so really enjoyed, enjoyable day.
Vida Hjarding, it's been an absolute pleasure as always to chat with you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Simon. Nice to talk to you too.